The Roadmap and Which Way to Turn. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, as you experience truth as you travel the journey of life. Have you ever come to a crossroads in life? You are traveling the road of life. You can either stay with the path you are on or take a turn. You don't know where this new road will take you. In your dreams and hopes, you want the new path to lead to a better life. You can only see the beginning of the path. You are familiar with the road you are traveling. Perhaps it is safer to stay with this road you have traveled. You ponder what is the best decision on where you should turn and the wise choice for this journey of life. You need a road map, a map that points to your destination when turning on a new road in life. Where do we find a road map for life? There is a road map we can look to for guidance in these times of decision. It will lead and guide us to a path we should travel. Our road map is the Word of God. Without the truth of the Bible and the wisdom of God's Word, we will travel roads of destruction and death. The broad way is the road we travel before we come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and many travel that path. In the Bible, Matthew 7:13-14 says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is narrow and the way is constricted that leads to life, and there are few who find it." The greatest decision about the roadway you walk is the decision to take the narrow gate and follow the path that leads to eternal life. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to the Heavenly Father. There is no other way. You are walking the broad way to destruction. Perhaps you are struggling today with addictions, with alcoholism, with pornography, with abuse, with greed, with sexual addictions, with lying, with stealing, with murder, or other destructive ways, and you have come to the crossroad. This is where you decide to remain on that road or to turn and walk the other path which leads to life. You want to follow Christ on a new pathway. Pray with me now. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and have been walking my own way and going down a path of destruction. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you are the only way to God, our Heavenly Father. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life to be Lord and to deliver me, and I will follow you as you lead me on a new path of life. Amen. Now you are ready to walk a new narrow way, which will bring you to new roads and lead to life. As a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, you have help for this journey. We have the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, and we have the promises of God's Word to put our faith, confidence, and trust in. My friend, today you have put your faith in Christ, or perhaps you are a faithful follower of our Lord Jesus, and you need an encouraging word to press on. Listen to a few scriptures from Psalms that offer hope as we make decisions about which way to turn at the crossroads of life. Psalm 1:6. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 5:8. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night my heart instructs me. Psalms 16:11. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Psalm 25:4-12. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his commands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a loving, merciful, faithful Father. You deserve our highest praise and honor. We thank you because as we place our confidence and trust in you, our refuge, our strong tower, our shield, and our peace, and follow your will and your ways, you lead us and direct our steps in this journey of life. Let me be guided by your truth and your words. Let me look to your roadmap, the Word of God, as I make choices about the crossroads that come in my life. Let my steps be ordered by you, Father. Your Word is a lamp unto my way and a light unto my path. Give me hope in your words and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me Abigail Christian for Healing Moments. May the Word of God be your roadmap today.